Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to Torah Imecha Nachiomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Hart. Today we'll be studying Sefer Melachim Aleph Perek Dalet. This is a very technical parak, and what it tells us is basically who were the government officials and ministers who helped Shlomo run his kingdom. And we learn from here that governments always existed, and that the king, the leader, needed officers and ministers and important people to help him run his country and his government. And this is really a list of names and regions. We are going to be using the Steinsaltz Nevi'im to learn through this parak. It's very technical, a lot of names in a lot of places. Perek Dal, Pasuk Aleph. Vayihi HaMelech Shlomo Melech al Kol Yisrael. The king Shlomo was king over all of Israel. Ve'ela HaSarim Asher Lo. That basically sums up what this parak is about, the beginning of Pasuk Beis. Ve'ela HaSarim Asher Lo. These were his officials. Azaryahu ben Tzadok HaKohen. Azaryahu, the son of Tzadok, was the Kohen. And again, when there's commentaries coming from the Steinsaltz Nevi'im, Tzadok was one of King David's men who Shlomo promoted to the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, in place of Aviatar, like we learned in Perek Beis. Azariah was appointed to a prominent position and presumably eventually replaced Tzadok as the high priest. So this is Azariah, the son of Tzadok. Now, Pasuk Gimel, Elichoref v'Achia b'nei Shisha Sofrim. Elichoref and Achia, the sons of Shisha, were Sofrim. They were the court scribes. They were Steinsaltz Nevi'im in charge of foreign relations. Shisha, they were the sons of Shisha, was possibly David's scribe, mentioned in Devar Hayamim. Yehoshaphat ben Achilud was Hamazkir, which Steinsaltz Nevi'im says the chancellor. He would determine the agenda in the different areas of government. Pasuk Dalet, Benayahu ben Yehoyada, we have met him already, Alatzava, he was appointed chief over the army. V'tzadok v'Eviatar Kohanim, and Tzadok and Eviatar were priests. Now, Eviatar was not entirely expelled from the priesthood. He was sent home and he was barred from practicing as the high priest. V'Azaryahu ben Natan alanitzavim, Azaryahu ben Natan was appointed over the officers, meaning the district government who are listed below. V'Zavud ben Natan, Kohen Re'ei HaMelech. And Zavud ben Natan was a Kohen. He was a distinguished official, Re'ei HaMelech, from like Re'ach, a friend. He was a friend of the king. He was a trusted ally of King Shlomo. He would inform the king of matters that were not conveyed in official reports. This position, interestingly, existed in King David's court as well. And now we are told, the V'lishlomo Shneim Asar Nitzavim Al Kol Yisrael. King Shlomo had 12 officers over all of Israel. I'm in Pasuk Zayin now. 12 officers, or they were known as district governors over all of Israel. What was their purpose? V'chilkelu es hamelech v'eso, like kalkala, sustenance. They provided sustenance and provision for the king and his household. What does that mean? Among their responsibilities was the collection of taxes for the sustenance of the king's households. Chodesh b'shana yial ha'echad d'chalkel. All these 12 district governors, 1 month a year, it was their responsibility to raise enough taxes that they would supply for the king's household. Amazing. The Elish Shemosim. And now we have a list of these 12 district governors and the regions. The Elish Shemosim, and these are their names. Ben Hur Bahar Ephraim. The son of Hur was the governor in the highlands of Ephraim. So the Steinsaltz Nevi'im gives background and helps us identify where these places are. Okay. The administrators listed here all served in the inheritance of the northern tribes. There are broad similarities between the borders of the districts of Shlomo's governors and those of the tribes as demarcated in the book of Yehoshua. It is possible the differences between them are due to the reality on the ground during King Solomon's era. It should be noted that the tribe of Yehuda was not included in King Solomon's system and may have been exempt from the tax the king imposed on the rest of Israel, which maybe is not surprising since Yehuda is the tribe of Malchus. It seems to be that they may have been exempt from the tax that the king imposed upon all of Israel. Pasuk Tes, Ben Deker, the son of Deker, was the governor in Makatz, in Bisha Alavim, and in Beit Shemesh, as well as in Elon and in Beit Hanan. These are places, yes, some of those names are familiar to us, of course, such as Shalavim and such as Beit Shemesh and Eilon, Beit Hanan. These are places that were included in the territory of Dan, but they were now considered part of the territory of Yehuda. Now, when we hear the word Shalavim, the name Shalavim, of course, that's very familiar to us, Steindos Nevi'im. Shalavim is also listed in Sefer Yehoshua among the cities of the tribe of Dan. It is also mentioned both here and in Sefer Shoftim and in Yehoshua as a place near Eilon. It's name is preserved in the Arab town of Salbit, which was abandoned in 1948. Salbit, the Arab town, was located south of modern-day Kibbutz Shalavim, which overlooks the Ayalon Valley from the northeast. The last four towns that are mentioned in this verse, Beit Shemesh, Akamat, Makatz, Beit Shemesh, Eilon, and Beit Hanan, mark the four borders of the district. So here we go. Okay, the town lists Makatz. Ben Decker, I'm in Pasuk Tesh, was governor of Makatz, Shalavim, Beit Shemesh, Eilon, and Beit Hanan. Now that we established where Shalavim is, we are now told that these four last towns, Shalavim, Beit Shemesh, Eilon, and Beit Hanan, mark the four borders of the district. Shalavim in the north, Beit Shemesh to the south, Eilon on the eastern border, and Beit Hanan in the west. Okay? Moving on to Pasuk Yod, Ben Chesed, that was his name, the son of Chesed, was governor in Arubot, Lo Shocho, he was also governor in Shocho, V'chol Eretz Chefer, and all the land of Chefer, which is in northern Samaria, Lo, Lamed Vav, they were to him. This was his district. Where are these towns and what are they? Here we go. Arubot, identified as Kirbat El Hamam, on the slopes to the south of the Dotan Valley. Fascinating. Listen to this. Archaeological excavations at the site have uncovered the remnants of a settlement dating back to the 10th or 11th centuries before the Common Era. Wow. The findings indicate it is similarly named the city of Narbata from the Second Temple era, which is mentioned in the writings of Josephus. This is amazing. This is the territory of Ben Chesed. He ruled over Arubo, Shocho, and Eretz Chefer. What is Shocho? Identified with Kirbat Shuaka, roughly 2 kilometers north of Tulkarm. On the ancient route leading to the bottom of the mountain ridge, it is listed in Egyptian records as one of the towns located along the Via Maris. Furthermore, what about the land of Chefer? The scholars disagree over the location and extent of this territory. Some identify with the northern Sharon Plains. Others claim it is the region north of Mount Ebal or one of the valleys of northern Sharon. Yet others maintain this land included northern Sharon and a level strip in the Sharon. Amazing. Pasuk Lam, Yud Aleph. I don't know why I said Lam, but Yud Aleph. Ben Aminadav, the son of Aminadav, was governor. Kol Nafat Doar Tafat. Oh, this is interesting. The son of Avinadav was governor of the entire coastal region of Doar. And who was his wife? Tafat, the daughter of Shlomo, Haitalo the Isha. So here we have Shlomo's son-in-law, who is one of the governors. And Steindl's Nevi'im notes, since the governors were part of Solomon's organized governmental system, the appointment of a family member, of course, was to the king's benefit. This was not only a governor over a region, but it was also his son-in-law. Pasuk Yud Beis, Ba'ana ben Achilud, Tanach u'Megiddo. Ba'ana, the son of Achilud, was governor over a place called Ta'anach. Not like Tanach, like we say Tanach. Okay, Tav Ayin, Nun Chaf Sofif, Ta'anach, and over Megiddo, v'chol Beit Sha'an, and over all of Beit Sha'an, asher Eitzel Tzar Tana, which is near Tzar Tana, mitache li Yisrael, which is near or under Yisrael, mi Beit Sha'an ad Ava Mechola ad me'ever li Yak Ma'am. What we're doing here is being given regions and borders and territories, and we're getting really a picture not only of the governors, but we're getting a picture of Shlomo's Malchus and Shlomo's Melucha and the territory over which he ruled with a strong hand and with wisdom, appointed governors over each region to keep the land in check, to make sure the taxes were collected, to make sure that his household will be sustained. These places that we just read in Pasuk Yud Beis, Ta'anach was a Levite city, a city of the Levim, in the inheritance of Manasseh, which was not conquered in the days of Yehoshua. Ta'anach is mentioned, fascinating, listen to this, in Egyptian records from the 15th century before the Common Era. The city was located on an important crossroads some 8 kilometers southeast of Megiddo. That was to Anach. Now, what about the land of Tsartana? Is also mentioned in Judges and in Yehoshua. That's what the Steindotz Nevi'im notes. And what about the town of Liyok Ma'am? It is listed in Divrei Yamim Aleph among the cities of the tribe of Ephraim that were given to the Levim. Some of the commentators maintain this is the city of Kivtzayim, which is mentioned in Yehoshua as one of the Levite cities. The name Yok Ma'am appears on a Hebrew inscription from the 3rd century before the Common Era that was found on Har Gerizim. So amazing. Some identify with Talshik Ed Diab at the source of Patz El Ravine, adjacent to Moshav Pitzael. Others claim it is Tal El Mazar, approximately 10 kilometers to the north, some 2 kilometers north of the town of Mazar. Yet another opinion, it is Tal Kemon, 9 kilometers southwest of Beishan. So Bekitzer, this town of Yok Ma'am, we're not exactly sure where it was, but the fact is that its name appears in a Hebrew inscription from 3rd century before the Common Era on Har Gerizim. Again, a picture of Shlomo's wisdom and his strong hand, and his government, and also the territory over which he ruled. We're up to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ben Gever b'Ramo Gilad. Ben Gever was the governor of Ramo Gilad. Lo Chavos Ya'ir ben Menashe. This is going back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chavos Ya'ir, then the book of Bamidbar. Lo Chavos Ya'ir ben Menashe b'Asher b'Gilad. He ruled over the territory of Chavos Ya'ir, the son of Menashe, that was in the Gilad. Lo Chevel Argov. He also had the region of Chevel Argov, Asher b'Gilad, Bashan, which was in the Bashan, a large state in its own right. Shishim Arim Gedolos. It included 60 great cities. Choma Uberiach Nechosha, surrounded by walls and bronze gate bars. So that was a very large region that included many cities under its territories. Achinadav ben Ido Machanayama. Achinadav, the son of Ido, was governor in Machanayama. Achimatz ben Naphtali. Achimatz was governor in the tribe of Naphtali. Oh, Gamhu Lakach es Basmas Bashlom Elisha. So this Achimatz, who was governor in the tribe of Naphtali, was also a son-in-law of the king. He was married to Basmat, the daughter of Shlomo, who was his wife. Ba'ana ben Chushia, Ba'asher uBa'alo. Benai, the son of Chushia, was governor in the tribe of Asher and a place called Ba'alo. Yehoshava ben Paruch Ba'Yisachar. Yehoshava, the son of Paruch, was governor over Yisachar. Shimi ben Ela b'Binyamin, Shemi ben Ela of the territory of Binyamin, Pasuk Yotas, Gever ben Uri b'Aretz Gilad, Aretz Sichon Melech Amori v'Og Melech HaBashan, U'Netziv Echad Asher B'Aretz. From Pasuk Yotas, now Gever, the son of Uri, ruled over the land of Gilad, which was the land of Sichon, the king of Amori, and Og Melech HaBashan. And finally, there U'Netziv Echad Asher B'Aretz. There was one additional official who was pointed over the other officers in the land. So there was an overseer over all the officers. Alternatively, Unitziv Echad Asher Ba'aretz, the additional officer was in charge of providing for the king's household. This is very interesting in the extra month of the leap year. Very cool. So at the end of Pasuk Yotas, it says Unitziv Echad Asher Ba'aretz. What does that mean? You just told me there were 12 regions, and you just told me that there were 12 district officers. So why do you now say there's an extra officer in the land? So there's two opinions. Either it means he was appointed over, he was like, I don't know, you would say like the senior district officer who oversaw all the other district officers, or in a leap year, in an Ibrashana, there's another month. Who's going to collect in that month? Every region is going to say, we already paid our dues. So there was someone else to collect in that month. The last pasuk of the parak. Now, what did the people think of this? Did the people prosper? Was it a good rulership, not good rulership? Did the people like the governors, all the government officials? It shows you that when a king rules with wisdom and a strong hand, and he makes decisions that are for the benefit of not only himself and his household, but for the people thrive. And the land thrives. When we look at the world today, and a lot of political decisions that political leaders make, we know that often their political decisions are not always for the benefit of the people, but rather to, I'm talking about in the world in general. Okay, I'm not talking about any one specific country. I'm not talking about any one political leader in general. Politicians very often rule for their own good and their own coffers, their own treasury, their own home, their own personal agendas, and not often what's good for the people. Shlomo HaMelech, with his wisdom, who appointed all of these people over his household and over the different regions and the different Kohanim and the Sar Tzava. What does the last pasuk tell us? Yehuda v'Yisrael rabim kechal asher al hayom l'rov ochim v'shochim usmechim. It was a time of peace and prosperity and growth and tranquility and happiness. Yehuda and Yisrael were so many, like the sand that is by the sea in abundance. Ochrim, it was a time of abundant food. Veshosim, when people can eat, drink, and be merry. Ochrim, veshosim, v'smechim. You know that the government is strong, the people are strong, they are content in their land. Everyone works together for the security and the sanctity of the nation and the people. Halavai, we should be zorcha to see the fulfillment of such things in our times, when we can live in peace and security, sanctity and safety, happiness, eating, drinking, and rejoicing in Torah and in mitzvos in the land. B'shalom u'b'simcha l'kol. Thank you so much, everybody. Look forward to continuing tomorrow. Thank you for studying together with Nachyomi Torat Imecha. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov to all. Our learning is dedicated anonymously as a zechus for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them the koach and wisdom to lead Klal Yisrael and bring us closer to Hashem and the coming of Mashiach b'mehira b'yameinu. Amen. Thank you so much for learning with me. I look forward to continuing tomorrow. Bezor Hashem.